welcome to TigerNet Talk with L. Swan, your weekly podcast for everything Clemson. This program will focus on the Clemson Tigers and the upcoming football season. We'll also look at major topics discussed on the TigerNet forums. If you want to send an email to the show, you can reach me at clemson81@gmail.com. That's C-L-E-M-S-O-N 81 at Gmail, gmail.com. If you're not a donor to the TigerNet board, please support TigerNet so that we can continue to provide you with exciting and new content. And now, here's the show. Welcome, Tiger fans, to the first ever Tiger Talk with L. Swan from TigerNet. Enjoy reading some of you guys' comments on the website, trying to keep it up. First and foremost, I want to thank Crump and B-Mice for giving me an opportunity to do this, to give us a new medium on TigerNet, something that we all can enjoy. I certainly have enjoyed the time I've spent on TigerNet. I've been a member since September 6, 1999. It's just a great website. Got to be the best fan website for a college football team in the country, in my opinion. I want to start off tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing with this show. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring you new and exciting content, fresh topics, talk about some of the stuff on the board, talk about the Clemson Tigers, preview some of their games, review some of the old games, some of the games of the previous weeks, maybe look ahead to big matchups. We've got some great home games this year with Texas A&M, Miami, and Florida State, just to name a few. Road games at Georgia Tech and South Carolina that should be real exciting. And just all in all, I think that this is a great way for us to, as Tiger fans, to kind of get together and have a little show that we can listen to and take on the road with us. I hope that you'll enjoy this program. I hope that I can put together something that you will enjoy. I must tell you, I'm a complete amateur. Never have I ever been in radio. I don't plan to be in radio. I hope that this will give us an outlet that we can improve TigerNet, make it a little bit better, and give you guys maybe something to even talk about on the board. Again, the email you can reach me at if you have a comment is clemson81@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you what topics you would like to be discussed, your thoughts about the programs, and what we can do to improve the program as we go along. This program probably in length will last 15 to 20 minutes each week. I'm working on some ways to get in some guests. And then if we can get those guests in, maybe we can do some things to really improve the show. Now, first off, let's start with some of the hot topics off the TigerNet board that's going on this week. It looks like the big news is the fact that the Tigers did not offer a scholarship to Brent Schaefer, quarterback out of Tennessee who was looking to transfer. It's looking like he may end up at Southern Florida, I believe. You know, when you're looking at bringing in an athlete, and that's what I really categorize this fella at, Schaefer is an athlete. He's a good quarterback, but he's athletic. He's going to remind you, I guess, a little bit of a Woody Dancer, maybe a little bit bigger. But, you know, if we're willing to go out and pick up a guy who some people say has a, and I don't know this for a fact, but has, you know, a little rough track record, you know, maybe you don't want to do that. You know, you look at South Carolina, all the things that are going on there. You know, they bring in Demetrius Summers and Derek Watson, and these guys just cause a lot of trouble. And the next thing you know, you got 13 kids arrested or whatever the number is down at South Carolina. And the program's not in shambles, but it's laughable what's going on down there. And I'm a big Tiger fan, and I hate to see that happen to any school. But when you have a program where they wanted and wanted and wanted a great head coach, and they said, oh, we need Lou Holtz, let's get Lou Holtz. And now look where they are. Look what they're left with. Now, on the other hand, they did bring in Steve Spurrier, who is going to, obviously, if you can't tell by now, is going to be the talk of college football. The old ball coach, I'm going to be sick of it by the time it's all over with. But, on the other hand, you got to give them credit for hiring a coach who's a proven head coach. And you got to, you know, wonder about Spurrier coming into that situation. What was really going through his mind? So, you know, These things with Schaefer could lead to the trouble that USC is having, and I just think that all in all, the best move for Clemson is if there's any question about this kid's background, this kid's morality, you need to stick with what you know. You've got Charlie Whitehurst. You've got Will Proctor. You've got some great guys coming in. There's no reason for Clemson fans to panic that we did not get this kid. Now, it might have been a good thing if we did. Could have played wide receiver, defensive back. I don't know. I don't know if he has that kind of talent and skills, but that would be an option. Now, the other big news coming out, and I think most Tiger fans are really excited at this, is that Rod Gardner, who made the excellent reception to beat South Carolina a couple of years ago, has been traded from the Washington Redskins to, hopefully, your beloved Carolina Panthers. I absolutely love the Panthers. They played at Clemson my freshman year of college. Got in with them early. Been to a bunch of games in Charlotte. Just absolutely enjoy that atmosphere at Carolina. It's almost a college-type atmosphere. I'm a big fan, and I hope Rod Gardner can step in and make a big difference. Now we're going to bring in Steve Geary, former journalist and assistant football coach in the lower part of the state. Steve, how are you?
Great, I'm fine. Good to be on.
I just wanted to get a couple of comments. What you think about the Rod Gardner situation and his trade to the Carolina Panthers?
I love it. I'm glad to have him in Carolina, but what I'm mainly thinking about is, what is Joe Gibbs thinking? How can he let Rod Gardner go? I know he's trying to revamp the offense. The Redskins got rid of Laverneus Cole. They got rid of Rod Gardner. They replaced him with Santana Moss, essentially a number two or three all receiver, too small to be the number one up in Washington. So their loss, our gain. Glad to see him in Carolina. He's going to join local boys, Stephen Davis, Austin Alon, Brenton Buckner. Really excited to have him in.
Yeah, I think it can be a good thing for both the Carolina Panthers and especially for Rod Gardner. I think there'll be a lot of interest from Tiger fans in the Charlotte area, and I see him getting a lot of support playing back in the Carolinas.
Definitely. Rod should have a big chance to prove himself this year. He's had a couple off seasons after a huge year in 2003. I think he'll step in and play with Sean Muhammad real well. Same type of receiver. Tall, he's strong, he's athletic, has the potential to be a great number one receiver in Carolina, and with the speed of Steve Smith and up-and-comer Kerry Colbert. Looks like they have three solid receivers to help out Jake DeLone and Panthers.
Now, while I got you on the topic of receivers, why don't we cut in for these Tiger Net fans and give us your feelings on the Clemson receivers this year. You got Curtis Bayham, Chauncey Stuckey, Kelvin Grant. What's the scoop? How are you feeling that the Tigers receivers are going to do this year? Especially, don't forget now, big move Bobby Williamson. Going back over to the other side of the ball, where he was a fantastic tight end.
Yeah, looking to bounce back from last year, the receivers were kind of disappointing. That's what they expected after you lose a receiver like Kevin Youngblood and also an explosive, dynamic player like Derek Hamilton. You're going to have a little drop-off. You lost Aries Curry this year, who's been a consistent performer over 4 years. But I think the big thing we're looking for our receivers is consistency. Chancey Stuckey showed to play potential, but we need him on the field all the games, every game, so he can have a chance to make plays. I think Kelvin Grant has a chance to be a Rod Gardner, Kevin Youngblood type. But once again, we need to see some consistency. He needs to make all the catches. Make the routine ones as well as the spectacular ones. Curtis Bayham's a senior, been around for a while. He's been a pretty consistent performer. Looking for some big things from him this year. And I know the buzz on the Tiger that I've been keeping up is Rendrick Taylor. It seems to be a beast, huge receiver. Maybe he can step in and be another Rod Gardner type.
Yeah, that would be excellent. And speaking of Derek Hamilton, I tell you, these guys turned pro early on this year at Clemson. This year we lose Justin Miller. Defensive backs maybe a little unproven. How do you see Ty Hill stepping into that that lead role there at the corner position?
I think Ty Hill can do a great job. He's going to get some experience. Kind of got thrown into the fire there for his first 2 seasons. But I think he can do a good job, be a lockdown corner. We all know he's got the speed. There's no question about that. And I think every game he's improving with his technique and just learning the position. I think he's going to be a future NFL player, counterpart Justin Miller.
Well, I always thought, he was a heck of a running back. And I never will forget at the Virginia game a couple of years ago up there, he had a nice touchdown run. And I thought this guy was our future at running back. It's just strange sometimes how things work out. Now we're looking at him as he might be the key to our defense this year.
Yeah, he might be. He was dynamic on offense. When you got speed like that, you can do almost anything with it. Interestingly enough, we have Jermaine Billy, another former running back, highly touted running back, and he's looking to be a stud at linebacker. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple converted players. CJ Gaddis, also from offensive side of the ball, all looking to make big impact on our defensive side.
And you're right about that. Jermaine Billy will lay a lick on you. Well, Steve, I hate to let you go,
But we certainly appreciate you coming on with us. We're looking forward to doing this Tiger Talk with L. Swan weekly, and hoping that we can get you back on maybe to get some more insight into the ACC season.
Anytime, L. Swan. Look forward to coming back. Hope to see you again next week.
All right. Take care, Steve.
All right.
Now, moving on, let's get to the topic at hand. The opening game, the Clemson Tigers open this year at home against Texas A&M. Of course, we all know what happened last year when the Tigers traveled to College Station for the big game, where I sincerely thought the Tigers would take the victory. That game did not go so well for the Tigers, as the Tigers fell 27-6 on the road. Texas A&M is going to be coming into Clemson. I do believe that the Tigers will be able to play with the Aggies this year, and I think the Clemson Tigers will win that game. I felt like if we had won the Georgia Tech game last year, which was a heartbreaking loss, 28-24, if we had beat that Georgia Tech team, I believe we go into Texas A&M with a new confidence. I believe we could have beat that team that day. And then the game in Tallahassee, of course, where Justin Miller had the two miraculous kickoff returns, would have been a totally different story. But that's in the past. We don't live in the past. We're not like the Gamecocks. We're not going to talk about what happened last year. Let's talk about this year. Let's talk about a victory by the Tigers. I'm going to predict right now, at 2:21 in the p.m. on the 27th of July, that Clemson will win this game by at least 8 points. I think the Tigers get it done in the Valley, and then they'll go on and have a great game at Maryland. Now, let's talk a little bit about how I think the Tigers are going to finish overall this season. Looking at the schedule, I see that there are a couple of really tough games. At least they're being played at home. I think we have a great chance in every game this year. If the wide receiving core can come through, if Whitehurst is protected and actually gets out of the sophomore slump I felt like he had his junior year, I think that this team can be effective. I think we can have a great ground game. Merriweather looked strong last year. I like Kyle Browning. I like Dwayne Coleman. I think that these guys are capable running backs in the ACC. And I think that, given that, I believe we can have a great season. The defensive backs I'm a little nervous about. Losing Justin Miller, that's a huge loss to our team. But here's how we'll finish this year. Last year, 2004, Clemson finished 6-5, 4-4 in the ACC. This year, I'm predicting the Tigers will finish 8-3, and I think they're going to finish 6-2 in the conference. I would hate to think that they would have three conference losses. I think we'll maybe lose one of our out-of-conference games. Now, I am the eternal optimist. I do like to play the PlayStation 2 on a decent level where I can win the national championships with Clemson from time to time and have the great recruiting classes. But this show is not about fantasy, folks. This show is about fact, and the facts remain that Clemson is still not the program that we once had here in Clemson, and I think we all know that. However, bringing in the new offensive coordinator Rob Spence and defensive coordinator Vic Koning excite me. I can't wait to see what the Tigers are going to put on the field. I think Tommy Bowden is a winner. Bowden has proven that he can win big games. He's beat Miami at Miami. He's beaten Florida State. He's won big games, but he has got to stop losing those games that I know drive you Tiger fans crazy at home, the losses at Duke, at Wake Forest. If we eliminate those games from the past few years, could you imagine where our program would be? That's the games we have to get rid of. When we're moving forward with this, we have to eliminate those types of losses from our season. Now, how do I think we'll finish overall? I do believe we'll finish in the top 25 in the nation. I think that's a goal that we should have, top 25 finish, maybe even a top 15 finish, turn this thing around. As Whitehurst goes out, he could really deliver something to this Clemson program that we haven't seen in a while. Now, Tiger fans, if you have something you would like to say, if you want to write in a question about the program, I may possibly be able to get you even on the air live for a little chat, a little session. If you have something to say, feel free to email me at Clemson81@gmail.com. I'm excited about this new venture. This has been our first podcast. We're signing off. Hot topics again right now. Brent Schaefer not being offered the scholarship. What do you think about that, fans? How are you feeling about Rod Gardner going to the Carolina Panthers? And lastly, email me your predictions on these three things if you like. First of all, I want to know, how do you think Steve Spurrier will fare down at South Carolina? Secondly, if you think Tommy Bowden is on the hot seat this year, does Bowden have to have a big year? Some people say yes, some people say no. I personally don't think Bowden has to have a big year. I know he's got a big contract, this, that, and the other. But do you think if he doesn't have a great season, if the Tigers don't have a great season, will Bowden be on the hot seat? Lastly, email me your predictions on the Clemson Tigers. If you remember, I said the Tigers will go 8-3. That's not including the bowl game. I'm not going to tell you what I think about the bowl game until we get down that road. So let's go with 8-3, and we'll predict the games as we go on. I also predict that the Tigers will beat Texas A&M. Again, I'd like to thank Crump and B-Mice for giving me this opportunity. I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for at least tuning in. Give us a chance. I think we can come up with something. Again, like I said, I'm not a professional. I've never done this before, but I want to give you some new content, something new to talk about. We'll put some new stuff on the board for you. And Tiger fans, if you're not a member, you need to donate now. Join TigerNet so that we can continue to bring you new content, exciting content. And hopefully, if that happens, I can make this program so much better, and you can be able to enjoy it while you're on the road and think a little bit about Clemson. And we want you to join us at TigerNet anytime. Tiger Active Chat, come to the forums, go to the lounge, hang out, come on in and donate and become a member of the donor board, because we want you as a member of TigerNet. We're excited. I'm excited. Hopefully Crump and B Mice are excited. This has been L Swan, and welcoming you all again to the brand new show on TigerNet, TigerNet Talk with L Swan. Take care.
The Schwammy has spoken.